In the 1790s, when the first settlers of European descent arrived at what would become Salt Spring State Park in Susquehannock County, the area was an unbroken forest of old-growth trees dominated by eastern hemlock. In 1858, a mill and woolen manufactory were built below the first waterfall on Fall Brook, the remains of which can still be seen behind the Wheaton House. Salt Spring on the south side of Fall Brook is one of the salt springs for which the park is named. The first people to extract salt from the spring water were American Indians who traveled through the area during hunting expeditions. On November 9, 1813, a circuit rider wrote in his diary that he had dined with four gentlemen from Philadelphia on a visit. They had stayed the night before at the Salt Springs, where they had been for amusement. They dealt in extraordinaries about it, as though they had been on a voyage around the world. This is the earliest recorded documentation of the impact of the area's natural beauty on human visitors. From this time to the present, the 400-plus acres locally known as Salt Springs have been continuously visited by people searching for and finding not just amusement, but also extraordinaries. That we learn from the Salt Spring State Park website. Extraordinaries is a word we don't use much these days in the plural form, but it certainly has to do with the extraordinary beauty of the landscape of Susquehanna County, which visitors to the park witness each and every day, but also at this time of year when the working artists of Susquehanna County invite us to take in their extraordinaries, extraordinaries so often influenced by the beauty of the natural world around them. Two decades ago, 18 artists exhibited their work at the Wheaton House at Salt Springs State Park, and it was the launch of the annual Artists' Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County. This year, 28 artists at 22 locations will welcome the public to view their work and to visit an exhibition titled We've Come Full Circle at Salt Springs State Park, featuring many artists who have taken part in the studio tour in the past. It's the 20th Annual Artists' Open House Weekend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th in Susquehanna County, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And two of the founding members of the group, artists Betty Bryden and Linda Truman, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the event. Betty Bryden.
Rodrika Tilley was really the person who said, let's try this. She was part of a tour that came out of Wyalusing that Brian Keeler organized, and Roddy was part of that tour, sitting quite lonely in her studio, waiting patiently for people to come, and decided that Montrose was just a little too far away from the original main venue. So she called a bunch of us to her studio and said, why don't we try doing this here? And we all said, what a lovely idea, and that's how it started.
Yeah, I think I remember there was maybe six of us, and many are still on the tour now, so I think it's really shown what her vision turned out to be such a great thing for the county.
What does a tour like this do for both the viewers and you as artists? What has kept this going?
Well, I think many things. First of all, our tour has never been stagnant. We always have new people, new artists on. So I think that there's a sense of freshness for the people to come. They're going to be seeing something different. As well as we artists are always evolving and changing and trying new things. And so for us, I think it's really good to get some feedback from some of those people, because a lot of them are customers that come year after year. And so it's fun to see their reaction to perhaps something that you're doing new, so that we get something out of it as well as they do.
I think that's absolutely true.
Would we be surprised at the number of terrific artists who are just in your county?
Yes. Susquehanna County is really blessed with an incredible amount of talent. And every time we put out a call for new artists, we usually get 5 or 6 or 7 new applicants. And they're juried in to the tour based on their location in the county and their uniqueness with the other artists on the tour. And it's always quite amazing who comes out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. And like this year, Karen Farmer with her art quilts. She's originally a Montrose native, currently lives in London, but spends part of her time here, especially in the summer, as she's able. And she's a part of it. Louise Banks, who does incredible sculptures out of glass. In the brochure, there's one. It's a crow, and it's quite tall. We had it at the Focus show in the gallery, and it's maybe a foot and a half high, and all these tiny little meticulously inlaid pieces of glass.
And it's unusual to see mosaics that are three-dimensional. So
yes.
I think that's quite unique.
And Eric Van Tassel is a photographer. We've known Eric for a long time, never knew he had this in him, and are so delighted that he applied and is a new member. And
we have Roger Hayes.
Oh, Roger Hayes.
And he does original woodwork, stained glass art, and wool applique, fiber art. So he does quite a variety of things. And he might be familiar to some people on the tour because he does have Shop at the Village, which is a little place near his home that he shows his work. And he thought this was a great way to let others know about his studio, his place, and to be part of the tour because he knows it is such a widely respected venue.
And then the other new member is Bob Truman.
Who's my husband. So he's been working behind the scene for years. And he does woodworking, and so he's making tables that have different kinds of stone and marbles, as well as beautiful cherry and curly maple, curly cherry. So I'm excited to have him as part of the tour. And he won't be skipping out now to grab a lunch. He'll be there the whole time with me.
What about the logistics of the tour? How does it work?
Well, we have brochures in a lot of places, and the brochure has a map included, and each studio is given a number on that map. And there is no direction, even though we're numerically ordered, there is no starting point or ending point. It's just a location spot on the map throughout Susquehanna County. And so people can choose whatever art they're interested in, go to those spots. And we're open 10 to 6 every day of the tour, so it would be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
It's turned out to be a good choice date-wise, not only because of the holiday, but because of the beauty of the county at this time of year.
Absolutely. This may be the first year that we don't have a lot of orange trees. It's so muted out there. But typically, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. And we are very proud of the beauty of the county.
And because we're spread out throughout the county, people really enjoy the drive along these dirt roads and just see things that they might not get a chance to see. So it's not just visiting the studios, but it's taking in the beautiful landscape of Susquehanna County.
The land is so much one way or the other an important part of the work that you all do. And you've been very generous with each other over the course of the 20 years, giving each other turns to come and talk. But you two are in the chairs now, so you have a chance to tell us about your work. Linda, tell us about the kinds of things you're doing now.
Well, I am still doing pastels and watercolors, probably doing a few more pastels than I used to. And I still enjoy depicting wildlife. It is something that I get a ton of pleasure doing, and it causes me to really observe things in nature in a way that I wouldn't be if I wasn't going to draw them. And so it helps me to remember them, and all that close observation just helps me to be a better naturalist and enjoy the things around us in our environment. So that's basically what I've been doing.
And do you go out and photograph and sketch and all of that?
Yes, I do. And my husband really helps me a lot with the photography because he's a better photographer than I am. And I also bring all this sort of life into my studio as well. I'll bring in corn stalks and rocks and parts of trees and all these different things because I'm a studio painter, but it's still better to bring those things in so I can see them right in front of me.
So we'll get to see that when we come.
Absolutely.
And Betty, you have an interesting situation because you are not only an artist, but you're the proprietor of a gallery as well.
Mm-hmm. And being the proprietor of the gallery takes more time. It takes me away from my studio, which is becoming more and more important to me to be in. I'm really enjoying the collages that I'm currently working on. They're all based on landscape. And they are primarily of the county. I don't take photographs. I drive around. And I'm very partial to sunrises and sunsets. I'm not a high noon person in any way. But I just really love the way that the hills and the fields and the marshes come alive in different light And that's kind of what I go for in my work. And they're all, of course, done with handmade papers, which I've been involved with since the 60s. And so it's like sitting in a studio with old friends and ripping them up and putting them down in a new way. I like it.
And you won't be showing alone at your gallery. You'll have, among others, a musical artist.
With Joe? Mm-hmm. Joe has shown with us. He's been part of our location for the last few years. He's still doing wonderful work at 91, and he's sort of like our hero. He will be there. Tom Knaus will be there with his woodcuts and his carvings. And then Rodrika Tilley will also be there. She just had a show that opened last weekend in the gallery, and so her show will be moved around a bit to make room for all of us, but we just thought it was lovely to have a bulk of her work in the gallery because of the 20th anniversary.
While we're talking about the county and the beauty of the county, and you're bringing in samples of trees and so forth, there is an artist who works with stone, but in a way that we might not think of as a stone sculptor. Tell us about Ken and his work.
Ken Ely is going to be building a stone wall on his own property, and people just love to take part in the actual building and watching him do it. And he has a great time showing people the hand tools he uses and techniques.
And Betty, you actually have a stone wall by Ken?
We certainly do. It's one of our prized possessions. We had it built maybe the second year we were in our house, and we had him come over, and of course it snowed, and so we went out with a broom in the snow and scribed what we were thinking of, where the wall might be, and he said, well, I think I've got it, and by George, he did, because it's really lovely, and people in the neighborhood love it. You know, it's a sitting height, and it's called a sitting wall, and so we always invite people when we're out in the yard to have a seat if they're tired, and they just get a charge out of that. So it's sort of a neighborhood wall.
And Susquehanna County is known for its stone, isn't it? Bluestone?
Yes, absolutely. And so I think that he does keep the tradition of that old-time farmers building those stone walls to act as a fence, as well as keeping the cattle in, and but also getting rid of the stone that they're tilling up as they're working the fields. So I think Susquehanna County has lost some of its great stone walls, but I think he's doing a great job in trying to keep that tradition alive and bringing it back into Susquehanna County.
You have ceramic artists as well.
We have quite a few, and what's nice is they're spread out around the county. Mark Chuck is in Kingsley, and his work, he does a lot of hand building in porcelain, and he is a great avid fisherman, and so you will see fish in his cups and his teapots and his bowls, and they are beautiful, the colorings that he gets and depicting the trout and other fish. Even if you're not a fisherman by trade, I mean, you would find these to be amazing works of art. And then we also have Ruth Cohen and Archie Johnson, and they're up in Little Meadows, which would be in the northwest corner of the county, and they do wood-fired pieces that are all different sizes, beautiful, very utilitarian, but also elegantly shaped pieces. And then we also have, on another part of the county in Thompson, we have Andrew Gardner. And Andrew Gardner just finished, I just went to see him last week, and he just finished a firing. Beautiful, these pots and pieces with all different kinds of ash that has been part of the glazing. And along with those beautiful pottery pieces, he does bent willow furniture. And he's going to be demonstrating that on Monday as well. But he does remarkable work making chairs and tables, rockers out of bent willow.
Three potters that have been on the tour in the past, Jordan Taylor, John Anthony, and Meg Connor, will be showing their work at the Wheaton House at Salt Springs Park, State Park, where we'll be having a special exhibit that shows works by people who were once on the tour but are no longer. And so we put out a call to people, and many people stepped up and said, oh, we would love to be part of this. And I think our most far-flung artist is Crystal Barnes, who used to be, I think, sort of in the Gibson area, Uniondale area, and she's now in Colorado, and so she's sending a piece, which would be really wonderful to have.
That's lovely, the fact that you all have this connection to this place.
We started at the Wheaton House, really. Some of us were able to invite people into our studios, but some people couldn't. And we didn't really have much of a brochure then. So people would go to the Wheaton House the first year to look at people's work and say, oh, I'd like to go see more of that. And then they would take off and find their way through the woods.
Yeah, and I worked that Wheaton House, and I can tell you what a joy it was to be there and see how excited people were the first year of the tour and to show them all the different artists that were on the tour, and it was just a great fun. But it also shows how far we've come along from the point of just having our things exhibited for people to see where they might want to go to now having a full-color brochure and a website. So in our 20 years, we've seen a lot of changes in technology, and the things that it's brought us is to show our artwork to a wider audience.
And you mentioned that we might get to see some actual demonstrations. Is Monday demonstration day?
It is, and we have a schedule out this year so people know what time to come to see certain things. And there are a couple artists, like Tom Knaus will be doing wood carving all day, and Charles Wells, he'll be doing marble cutting. So they'll be there all day long doing their craft. But many of the others will be doing it for just a couple hours. But it will help pinpoint people to go to a certain studio at a certain time and then have enough time to get to another studio where they might see a demonstration that they'd like to take part in. We have people that are going to be painting and showing hand-built pottery, bent willow furniture making. So I think there's going to be a nice variety of things for people to see.
And when you realized that it was 20 years, what kinds of things went through your mind?
I'm 20 years older. My eyes are 20 years older.
Is your work markedly different?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think my work has changed considerably. I was always doing ink and watercolor work at the onset, and now manipulating the paper, doing the paste paper, and doing the collages is just a big change. And it's very enjoyable. It's very abstract, so it's not something that everyone appreciates. It's not as popular as the work I used to do was because it's not immediately recognizable, but I just don't do it for anyone but myself, so I'm very happy with where I'm at.
And I'm pleased to know that we have 7 of the original artists that are still on the tour, which I think is pretty good for 20 years. So we do have, we talked about Joe Weldon, Tom Knaus, Betty, myself, Chris Lathrop, Rita Eddy, and Andy Gardner, yep. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a testament to how this tour has the staying power and how well it's been accepted by people and look forward to as a destination.
And the perennial pink arrows.
Well, the arrow, every artist gets a bunch of pink arrows, as many as they think they need to guide people to their studios. So you'll be driving around the county and you'll come upon a telephone pole that has 8 arrows going in completely different directions, and you just know you're safe making a turn anywhere. But since the beginning, the pink arrow has been our
calling card.
Yeah. And it's gone through a lot of discussion, and it's always come back to the same pink and the same simplicity. It's a little popple leaf, and actually I think it's something that Rodrika picked up in her lawn and said, oh, this would do it. This looks like an arrow, and there it is.
We're also using QR codes now, which just shows how far we've come in 20 years. So that's downloadable on our website. So if somebody has that capability on their phone, they can scan and easily get to the next location without the fun of necessarily following those pink arrows.
And one thing that we should mention is that when you are using your GPS or following the QR codes or looking at pink arrows, around the Montrose area especially, there are 2 areas where there are apt to be detours. And so people shouldn't give up hope. The signs will get you there eventually, but you might have to put up with a couple of detours.
How about the website and the dates again?
Well, the artisttour.com is the website, and the dates are Columbus Day weekend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, from 10 to 6 each day.
Artists Betty Bryden and Linda Truman. two of the founding members of the annual Artists Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County, celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, Columbus Day weekend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Monday, October 10th, is Demonstration Day. There will also be an exhibition titled We've Come Full Circle, featuring the work of artists who have been on the tour in the past, and that's at the Wheaton House at Salt Springs State Park. For more information, artiststour.com, artiststour.com. It's the 20th annual Artists Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County, Studio Tours, Columbus Day weekend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. For more information on the web, artiststour.com, artiststour.com.